Welcome to Gardening in Florida, folks. You know who is back with me, Teresa Spodarak. She is the Urban Horticulture Agent and Master Gardener Program Leader, a certified arborist with a great organization, UF/IFAS Extension Pinellas County, and she is back to help us with our fall gardening. Welcome, Teresa.
Hi, thank you. Happy to be here. Yeah, this is a great time for vegetable gardening, actually.
You know, it's so weird, Teresa, because it's just the opposite here. You know, our season starts now. Everybody else is harvesting their zucchini. So talk to us about fall vegetable gardening in Pinellas County and what we can plant now.
Yeah, I would love to. So some of the things that we can plant now, we're going to get in. We have the ability to plant some of our warm season vegetables that like the temps a little bit warmer now and harvest those before it gets cool. But what is nice is it's September, but it's almost October, really, because time flies. So we're getting into October where we can actually start planting some of those cool season veggies that like it when the temps are a little colder, and colder like Florida, cooler. Things like carrots, lettuce, onions, arugula, green beans, and stuff like that. And so now is the time to plan those things and to choose a spot. So if you haven't veggie gardened before in your yard, it's really important to find a place that has full sun, well-drained soil, whether that's in the yard or you created that. And it's also really important to make sure that you can reach it with your water source, right, so that we don't forget to water our plants. So those are some big tips. Be very mindful in the wintertime. The sun is lower in the sky, so everything on the north side of a building, a tree, or a fence is going to have much longer shadows, so be thinking of that as we go into the winter season.
So I have a question for you, Teresa. I'm hearing a lot about raised beds. This is, you know, of course, the trend.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about raised beds and how they're beneficial.
So a raised bed allows you to control that soil condition that I was talking about. Our Florida soils, especially in a coastal area like Pinellas County, tend to often be, well, very, very sandy, and they also often tend to have an alkaline pH or a very high pH, and our vegetable gardens generally like a more acidic pH. So building a raised bed, we can actually build soil and create a soil that has a lower pH than we might have in our yards. So those are some of the big benefits of having a raised bed. Frankly, if you're getting a little bit older or you have any mobility issues, the higher you raise it up, the less bending over you have too, which is always a bonus.
I love that. Let's talk a little bit about container vegetable gardening and planting our herbs. Tell us a little bit. Let's start with what does well in container gardens. I've always done my tomatoes in a container, in part to take it up from the rabbits, but also because I can then terrace it. So tell me what vegetables would do well if you have an apartment and you want to, or a condo, and you want to do it on your patio.
So actually, there's a lot of things we can pick from. So if you really have, if you have reduced light, let's say if you have a smaller patio and maybe not full sun, then you can definitely grow some herbs and your green leafy vegetables like your lettuce and your spinach. You can actually grow those in a fairly small container, and even if you have reduced light. So those are really nice. Pretty much everything you can grow in the vegetable garden, if you can get a container that's the right size for it and it drains well, those are your keys. But I would stick to some of the smaller plants. When you start planting tomatoes and green peppers and larger plants, you just take up more room. So I would concentrate on smaller plants and herbs that are packed with flavor so you can really get a lot out of that small space that you've got.
Absolutely. And let's remember, folks, of course, Teresa, we do not do fertilizer before October 1st. So at what point after October 1st should you use fertilizer for your vegetables?
So actually, I'm gonna interrupt you there just a little bit because vegetables, herbs, and fruit trees are exempt from the fertilizer ordinance. So you are allowed to fertilize those at any time as long as, and here's the most important thing, you must fertilize them with a fertilizer labeled for use on that edible crop. So it has to say for vegetable gardens, for fruit trees, and then you're allowed to use those because as we're harvesting those, we are interrupting the nutrient cycle of that plant, the natural one. So we're taking nutrients away by harvesting. We are allowed to replenish those. And when we're vegetable gardening, so if you do that year-round, you're generally going to need to side dress with some sort of fertilizer. Probably every 3 weeks to 4 weeks as a general rule, depending on your crops. And so it's something that you're going to have to ongoing do, but just be very cautious that you're using the right fertilizer. So anything labeled for the general landscape or turf, we do not use on our edible plants.
I love that. What about for herbs? What does well indoors for herbs, and what does well in a container for herbs? And do we need to start little seedlings ahead of time? What do you advise there, Teresa?
So I love starting seeds. Some plants don't grow all that well from seeds, and they do better from cuttings. But I love to grow things from seeds because I can find the most appropriate crops, you know, by looking online or searching around or even collecting my own seeds. And you're not at the mercy of whatever starts they happen to be selling at the time. So if you want to grow herbs indoors, the key there is really a lot of the things that you can grow out on the patio or out in your yard, you can, but you're going to need a very, very bright, well-lit location. And so if you don't have that location, none of the herbs are going to do all that well. So make sure that you have a really sunny room for them or a sunny patio where they're going to get lots of light.
Teresa, let's share with our listeners that Florida Botanical Gardens actually has a space there where you can walk through what vegetables and fruit trees they're planting back by the store. Is that still there?
We actually have a couple of different demonstration gardens. You are correct. So there is an herb garden, a dedicated herb garden, and within the herb garden there are some vegetable crops that, you know, rotate seasonally. And there is a tropical fruit garden, which is they're both on the west end of the gardens. If you visited the gardens before, near the main lobby of our building. So you can visit those, and there's also a small, like, raised bed vegetable garden within the new children's garden at the Botanical Gardens. So you can visit all of those. Yeah, and we also have a demonstration garden not too far from our office called the Oaks 4-H Garden, and we demonstrate all kinds of vegetables and fruits there as well.
I love that. I drive by that, and also the bees are there as well. Mr. Oak's bees are gone, but there is bees have been replanted, reharvested there. One of the things I love to see is the community gardens. And before we leave our conversation for gardening in Florida with Teresa, tell us the importance and how fun it is to be involved in community gardens, which we see all over the county, St. Petersburg, et cetera.
Oh, community gardens are a wonderful resource. The space we were talking about is part of it. A lot of people are drawn to a community garden because they live somewhere where they have less space to grow. Maybe they have only a balcony or no outdoor space. And so community gardens are a great way to have that space and that sunlight and water. But what's great about them is you get to know your neighbors. In our community garden, they get together, they have potlucks, they share information, they share what crops do best for them. And heck, if they go on vacation, they got somebody there to water their plants while they're gone. And these folks have made lifelong relationships. When somebody's sick, there's someone to come and check on that neighbor. And so it goes beyond the garden when you get involved in a community garden. And I think that is so needed today.
Well, thank you, Teresa Baderick, for joining us on Gardening in Florida. I'm your host, Annette Weiser. We've been talking about fall vegetable gardening. Teresa, tell us where they can find out more from. There's so many resources available to your organization.
There are so many resources, but probably the easiest one to find really good info where you can actually put in your zip code and it will tell you what you can plant and when. It'll even tell you suggested varieties. And it's called Florida Fresh. Folks can either go to their favorite search engine and just type in Florida Fresh and University of Florida, and it will come up. It's a desktop app, we call it, so you can operate it on any kind of tablet or computer. And there's also a website, and I think sometimes you can put those maybe in some show notes, or I can share that with you to get directly to that. It's a great resource. And also look at your local extension office. We have regular vegetable garden classes for folks.
Folks, we will have everything. You know, we do post an online on-air magazine for Gardening in Florida. I'm your host, Annette Weiser. We've been talking with Teresa Baderick. Bloom where you are planted. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye.